okay.
Can you hear music?
I can hear.
Sounds like somebody's playing guitar in the next room or something.
Sounds like a diesel generator to me. You must listen to some really dark metal.
Yeah, man, no, Detroit techno. Okay.
I'm lying in bed, and I'm in a room with another man in bed.
Oh, he's, dear.
He's in a different bed.
You make it sound so seedy.
But he is in another bed, luckily. And the other man in the other bed is Rupert Howe of twittervlog.tv. And he's fiddling with his phone, funnily enough, which is what he does most of his life, I imagine.
Yes, I fiddle with my phone most of the time.
Even though you're only using a thumb, you're probably editing.
I am.
Dissecting and then sending something in.
That's the idea. In fact, I'm actually clearing. I'm clearing out my memory card from a video I made almost a month ago, which was me at an art exhibition in the Barbican in London, where you were supposed to get on a bike and ride around London.
I saw that.
Did you?
It was awesome.
It was fucking great to do.
It was awesome.
And it had a, they gave you a little Nokia mobile computer.
They intertwined kind of a computer top, a bike top computer, GPS. Was it mobile phone technology as well?
Or? Yeah, it was a Nokia N800, which is an internet tablet, mobile phone internet tablet type thing. And they programmed it with a kind of flash-based program that relied on the GPS, recorded your position, and it wasn't quite perfectly executed, actually. There were some improvements that could be made, but basically you rode around on a bike and then it recorded where you were, and you recorded messages that were sort of stored at that location, at that virtual real location. And it asks you questions like, "Who do you think you are?" and "Where are you from?" and
deep
tell
questions.
Me the tell me your tell me the first person you held hands with, and you know, what do you think about when you are?
It made for good video. It made for good watching. I enjoyed it.
Cool. It got terrible. The exhibition I saw the next day got terrible reviews.
That's because probably people moved too fast and they didn't have time to assess it properly. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, or theatre critics. Actually, my friend who was a theatre critic loved it. I was doing it with her because she was having to write a review for it. She loved it, but all the other theatre critics were like,
she gave it a good review.
No, she gave it a good review.
Cool, because the way that you looked like you were enjoying it, you were actually saying that it wasn't long enough.
Yeah, I thought it needed to be twice as long so you could get into it. And, the critics were quite precious about it, except for her. She felt a bit embarrassed about how much she liked it, I think.
I mean, okay, we're sharing a room. I haven't done this since I was travelling with almost a complete stranger.
It's true.
Almost a complete stranger. The only reason why I know you is because I've seen you on my Mac. So you have this kind of you do have
I
this
come
false,
out of your computer.
Yeah, no, like you have this false sense of
electric dreams.
I know this man now because I've seen certain extracts of his life. Mm-hmm. So why do you do it? You obviously don't earn money from what you're doing.
Why do I do it if I don't earn money?
Well, I don't. I mean, I know you earn money from the technological knowledge that you gain from the kind of bits and bobs that you dabble in, but you don't earn money from your blog, do you?
No. No, I don't.
So why do you do it?
I think I probably wouldn't. I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't do it if I earn money. Maybe that makes me perverse. I don't know. I do it because I've always wanted to. Not always. That makes me sound like really uttering Goodfellas. I've wanted since I was reasonably young to make films, and I have done. Made all sorts of short films. And this just seems... And I've always wanted to make kind of rawer and more immediate films that kind of blur the boundaries between... I hate theorising about things. But, you know...
Especially when you're in bed.
Yeah, exactly. Lying in bed, pissed, and... with a headache and trying to edit on my mobile phone, trying to theorise about why do you do what you do? But no, I do it because I like.
Don't try and come up with a clever answer.
No, no, I'm not going to. I'm going to get rid of all clever answers and come up with a simple answer, which is the truth, which is I like making films of all varieties. I like making simple films, and I like making cheap films, and I like trying to make films out of stuff, out of available raw material. I get satisfaction out of that, even if it's just me standing in front of the camera talking about stuff and seeing what happens. But more than that, I love
playing with the plug socket halfway up the wall,
flicking the plug. That sound that's in the background is me turning on the empty plug sockets and pressing my fingers into the holes to see if I can touch the live and neutral and earth little cables in
the socket. The scream would make great audio.
It would, or the and silence. I've had to turn off the air conditioning, which was pissing warm air down onto me after all this red wine that I've been drinking.
That's why I chose this bed.
Well, thanks, Christian. That's really nice. Okay, I've got to edit this thing. Okay, here we go. I can edit this while I'm talking to you. So, no, I didn't get to the most important thing. This is the most important thing about what it was all about. Is that since I've been doing it for a couple of years, and I did it for a couple of years and it was great, and I met some people and that was great, and then I started doing it, trying to do it on a daily basis, and tried to start sort of getting more and more people watching and trying to build it up in a way that I thought, you know, what I should be doing is making better films every day and taking it up a level. And that led to reasonable amounts of stress and time, because it takes time to make these things, and I ran out of time. So then I stopped for quite a long time, about a year. I stopped making things, and then I came back and I started making little things again, and that was fun. And then I started ramping up the production value again. I was like, okay, I've got to make better things. I've got to get more people watching. Some people are watching today. They'll expect more tomorrow, or more, at least more of the same. And so then I think, oh, it'd be fun to spend the whole of today editing something. And then having done that, I would think that then I couldn't put less attention and care into something the next day. Eventually, after about another 6-9 months of that, I came across this phone that allows me to shoot stuff and send stuff straight off on the internet. And Twitter, where you just write about what you're doing in the day and chat about random stuff that has some level of ambient meaning, even though it is apparently meaningless. And I suddenly thought, yes, this is what I want to do. I want to make the filmmaking process as inconsequential as possible so I can communicate with people. And then sure enough, I just started making much deeper connections with all the people that I had known before, and meeting all sorts of new people and becoming friends with people. And people were liking what I was doing, and I was liking what other people were doing. And I had more time to watch their stuff, I guess. But I also, it didn't become, I could catch sort of insignificant moments in my day that I wanted to share, that I would see something and think, like taking a picture and sending it to Flickr. You can take a picture and you share it, you want to share it with somebody, but with video you have to film it, transfer it to the computer, edit it, compress it, upload it, copy it to your blog, all that kind of stuff. And that's me passing my bed. audio people. And hello, audio people.
You are in bed, like this, flat out on a big, fat, fluffy pillow. pillow talk.
Pillow talk. With Rupert Howe. After that, I thought, what I should be doing is sharing casual, immediate moments. So that's really what I've done. And yet, over the last 6 months or so, I've shared hundreds of small moments that I'm sure my family look at and they think, what's Rupert wasting his life with now?
Do they look at it though?
My mum looked at
no.
Yeah, my mum looked at the video that I took of me walking across London Bridge,
screaming. Oh my god!
The words to
Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
That was a quality karaoke video.
Thanks.
I think because I was wetting myself.
It was supposed to be a sort of inconsequential follow-up to me doing Anarchy in the UK, which I did all around London.
I think I preferred Goldfinger because of the reactions of people as you were screaming the lyrics into your camera via headphones and walking through the general, well, should we say sheeple, because people carrying on in their normal everyday life.
I quite liked
broken like a knife.
Anarchy in the UK for the same reason, but I think I didn't film enough reactions except at the end in the tube.
Yeah.
But my dad thought both were just terrible.
Mm.
He just couldn't believe that this is what his son was reduced to, this herring mass.
It's taking people out of the moment though, isn't it? It's taking people out of their everyday mundane traipsing from A to B, from B to C, and it's just for that moment. As far as I saw it, if I saw you, I think I would get it, but maybe that's because I'm involved in a similar kind of media collective. And there's a lot of people there that wouldn't have a clue.
No, there's some people who thought I was a cunt. And a lot of people who thought that I was...
The thing is, you had a beard, you've got long hair, there's a very good chance that you're living in a box.
It's true, it's quite a freedom to be able to be mad, because people think that you're special brew powder, and then they're not going to take you on, just in case you try to tear off their face and turn them, start attacking them, saying... You're a lizard, I'm going to tear off your skin and show you the world who you really are, all that kind of stuff, do you know what I mean? People would rather just carry on with their day.
Are you mocking David Icke?
I would never mock David Icke.
I do photos for him.
You don't?
I do.
No way, you don't do photos for David Icke?
I did his DVD cover.
Fucking hell. That's amazing.
That's not a part of the interview.
Okay. No, wait. Okay, so I'm going to wrap up what I'm talking about really quickly now so that we can talk about David Icke.
Okay.
Children of the Matrix.
Oh, my God, you've read the books.
Of course I have.
The fact you know the title freaks me out.
So...
Hey, do you want to come down to the Isle of Wight and do a video?
Mate, I'd love to.
Open invite.
Really?
Yeah, big time.
Fucking hell. I'm totally fascinated by him.
Cool. Anyway, I think we should end this recording.
Okay. It's all gone lizard.
It's coming. We're going into the Twilight Zone. Goodbye now. Cool.